Good day, and welcome to What's Happening MoCo, a podcast from your award-winning government television station, County Cable Montgomery. Now, here's your host, Derek Kenny.
Good day, welcome to What's Happening MoCo. We are still in Ocean City, Maryland, and we are talking to Natalie Fanny Gonzalez, council member. And she is here in MoCo getting bigger, better, sharper, more educated, and more prepared to come back in September to serve the residents of Montgomery County, Maryland. How has the conference been so far for you?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me today. It has been such a great pleasure being here in MoCo, not just as a council member representing Montgomery County, but, you know, having the entire delegation here. It's great. And also learning and getting to know my colleagues from across the state, you know, understanding what Prince George's County is doing, what Howard County is doing, what Baltimore City is doing. I think it's important to come in here to this type of conferences with an open mind and understanding that you don't know all the answers. Perhaps there are other jurisdictions that are doing great things. Maybe we have the same problems, but they're doing certain things in a more creative way and learning from that. So it's been great so far, and especially talking on issues that I deeply care about. I've been going to different workshops related to transportation, stormwater management, not a sexy topic, but a very important topic when it rains really hard. And we have been having very extreme rains in the county, understanding the importance of having the infrastructure to ensure that the water doesn't damage your property is key. So going through sessions and see what's the latest technology being used, things that we're not doing that we should be doing. So I've been doing, also I just had a session this morning on the police and making sure that we have the equipment and the resources and the technology needed to ensure that our communities are safe. So it's been pretty interesting so far.
Oh, incredible. Talking about the stormwater draining, just so people understand what that means, as we've had tornado warnings, we've had flash flood warnings recently, all that water has to go somewhere. You don't have to go too deep a dive into it, but how is that process, or what are some of the things the county does to ensure that we're in the best position possible to be safe?
Well, There are a lot of things. One thing is I come from the Parking Planning Commission, as you may know. Before I got elected to the Montgomery County Council in December, it was my first day here. I was a vice chair of the planning board. So dealing with redevelopment and infrastructure is my background. Every time we have a redevelopment application in the county, because in Montgomery County, we don't talk about development. We talk about redevelopment, okay?
Right.
We don't have spaces, open spaces to just come in and develop, right? It's making sure that the stormwater management is beyond the standard. That's why we do it in Montgomery County. Right. But there are some places where we have properties that are really old and they're not looking to redevelop anytime soon. What can we do as a community to ensure that their stormwater management is up to date and up to code? So when it rains, properties don't get flooded. And we have had really bad cases in the county about 2 years ago. Remember that kid who died on Burrsmere Road? He was raining really hard and he got stuck in the basement and he couldn't get out. And he died. He drowned in the basement. Mm. Imagine that. It's not an issue that just happens in Montgomery County. It happens, you know, around the world. But the climate change is real. And when you see all these rains coming all of a sudden, really hard on communities that haven't have an upgrade in their infrastructure is bad. So making sure that we have money from the federal government, from the state, to ensure that every time we have even on public land, especially parks land, that when we do a playground upgrade, for example, it's not just about putting the equipment. It's about making sure the engineering on the playground, on the surrounding areas is up to date. So when rains, the water goes somewhere safe. So that's, again, not a sexy topic, but it's something that I truly care about, and something that I'm always looking forward to see what's the latest technology so we use it. So
wonderful. Now, it's great that you're taking care of some of the things that we need to be safe, that maybe people aren't thinking about top of mind. Like, you're not thinking about stormwater drainage until there's a problem. But you're talking about it now.
Yes.
You're figuring out the best practices now. What are some of the other issues that are on your mind that you are seeking to address even now as you're at the MAKO conference?
The other one has to deal with the fentanyl crisis.
Oh, wow.
I've seen kids, especially black and brown. I mean, it affects everybody. Let's be real. But especially affects people of color. I had 2 young children, and it can happen to anybody, any kid, regardless of income level or where they were born, getting hooked with this horrible crisis. It's on top of my mind. So it's in my district. I have seen kids as young as 12, you know, in drugs, walking around the community. And it takes a village to get this resolved. So it's about getting the healthcare service that they need. It's about connecting with the crisis services that we have in the county. It's working closely with the Montgomery County Police. It's working closely with public schools, and also making sure kids have what they need to not think about drugs. Mm. I mean, is it about getting them a job if they're teenagers, making sure that they are in programs that deal with sports, things that are this, let them see that everybody has potential, every single kid. And we cannot give up on any kid. Then we fail. Right. As an elected official, I fail when I see that kid who thinks that she or he doesn't have hope. Mm-hmm. So that's on top of my mind. And there have been sessions in this conference related to the fentanyl crisis. And the one that I had this morning was actually with the police department and the attorney general about, you know, the what's happening with retail services, where you see a lot of people going in and stealing. It's actually a national crisis, and it's organized.
Snatch and grab or something? Smash and grab. It's happening all over the country.
You know, but the sad thing is that we have adults who talk to little kids, 12, 13 years old, and convince them to go and walk into a particular store and steal, because they know that if you're a juvenile, you don't have the same consequences in terms of the judicial system as an adult. So the session was on that, and how we as a state, not as a county, because when it comes to anything that deals with the courts, that's a state you know, mandate, but it's affecting us. So that's really on top of my mind, even though I passed my first bill in July. It was on rent stabilization. The real issue that is really up to my mind, it has to do with the fentanyl crisis and making sure kids and families understand and know that we're here for you, and we have services available, and that, you know, it takes a village for all of us to move us forward and ensure that everybody has quality of life.
All right. So one of the things that I find when I've engaged with you, been around you, is that you carry a lot of great energy. Like you bring, like I think it's called in leadership, bring the weather. Okay. So what are some of the ways that you're bringing the weather to residents? How are some of the ways you're communicating with residents, even about topics that may not be sexy or maybe tough to talk about, like smash and grab, stormwater, or even fentanyl? How are you still being able to proactively reach out there and tackle tough subjects?
Look, I am a very positive person. Mm-hmm. Like, I always have like a great attitude of seeing things. Like, when I see a problem, I don't see it as a problem. I see it as a challenge. Mm-hmm. Like, a challenge that I'm going to get everything that I got to overcome it. That's just my attitude, how I am. And I'm always outside talking to people. You see me everywhere. I love having community events. And I have done quite a few, and I've been in office for like, 8 months at this point. And I've done quite a few. My next one is on September 12th on public safety issues dealing with the fentanyl crisis. Right. And yeah, because it's just on top of my head. Mm-hmm. And understanding that I'm not a genius. Okay, I don't know all the answers, but I'm willing to listen and find that expert to get us the solution that we need as a community to move us forward. So that's just my attitude, how my parents raised me. So,
wow, that's a great segue. What's happening, MOCO? You deserve the answers. We ask the questions that you have, and she just stated so eloquently that she asked the questions that she needs the answers to better serve the public. Before we wrap up, We talked about some serious subjects. Let's talk about something light. The Montgomery County Agricultural Fair just is still happening. The 9 best days of summer. What's your favorite fair food?
Oh, man, I'm a hamburger person.
Oh, wow. All right. Okay.
Always. I'm a, you know, I love my veggies, but I'm a meat lover. So okay. Anything that is with meat, right. I'm there. So hamburgers is my go-to.
All right. And then one last question. Okay. I've been asking council members, now that you're here among your peers from all over the county, what's the feather in your cap that you're bringing to the table where you say, well, this is what I did this year. This is what I'm most proud of in my service to the residents of Montgomery County, Maryland.
Well, I would say I got Governor Wes Moore coming to my district a couple months ago.
Oh, wow.
And we did, I'm really into transportation infrastructure. And Georgia Avenue belongs to the state. Mm-hmm. And as you may know, it's one of the most dangerous roads in the state.
Wow.
So when I met him, he was running for governor. I was running for county council. And I saw him and I said, you're going to win. And once you win, I'm going to win my race too. Once you win, you're going to promise me you're going to come to Wheaton. And he did. So we did a safety walk in terms of transportation safety mm-hmm. on Georgia Avenue. And he saw how fast cars were going, how difficult it is for people to cross the street. And that's really affects your quality of life in my district. Mm-hmm. And he committed to help us get the investment that we need as a county wow. to make those improvements in my district. And I'm very proud of that. Nobody has done that. So.
And you should be proud of that. And that's what's happening, MoCo. Thank you so much for being here. And I invite you to come back some other time. We'll take a deeper dive into some of the issues that you care about and some of the other subjects you may want to talk about as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. And please subscribe.